107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Thursday, May 25th. We have Ann Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, it's always great to chat. We've got lots to talk about. Of course, we'll talk about opening night, which is coming up this Tuesday, but you were recently on the road, if you will.
Yes, a group of us went into Detroit. We are really focusing on winning back that important Michigan audience. So a group of us went into Detroit. We took a few of the actors from Wedding Band to do a reading of that show, which is, of course, directed by Sam White, who is a Detroit-based director. Wow, the reading was sensational. The crowd that gathered was so supportive. But the best thing happened on the way home late at night, after 11 o'clock, when we pulled up to the customs booth at the border.
Uh-oh.
And the customs officer asked us, four women, of course, they all thought we had just been away shopping, what we'd been doing, and we said that we had been at a theater event at Detroit Public Theater and that we worked at the Stratford Festival. And he said, well, you people sure had a busy time 2 weeks ago. You must have started performances. And we looked sort of in awe at him, wondering how he would have known. And he said, I would suggest every third car that crossed the border 2 weeks ago was on the way to the Stratford Festival.
Oh my gosh, what a great story, Ann.
It was amazing. And especially since, you know, it's so important to this community to bring back those American big spenders because they've got the exchange rate, so they can afford a little bit more. And so it's so important for everyone, and proof is in the pudding, I guess. Who would know better than the border crossing guard?
There you go. That's incredible. And that just shows you the popularity of Stratford Festival, as you mentioned, particularly with Michigan audiences.
Yeah, we were just absolutely thrilled to hear it. We were giddy the whole rest of the drive home.
That's the kind of border story I like to hear, rather than, you'll need to pull over.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of which, we have opening night coming up, this Tuesday, Ann.
Yes, opening night on Tuesday. I hope people will come out and watch. We will have all the usual stuff going on, pipe bands and people dressed in their finery, the red carpet, CTV here covering it, of course. It's a little different because it's on a Tuesday instead of a Monday, but we did want to, we're only opening five instead of six shows because three more are opening just 2 weeks later. And we did want to have an opening weekend involved there for all the downtown businesses as well, because so many people come for that opening week. So we're going Tuesday through Saturday instead of Monday through Friday.
Sounds
and,
good.
And please come out. Have a look at everything that's going on, and of course, I hope lots of people are also going to be coming to the opening and to see King Lear, and then all the rest of the shows that are opening.
Oh, it's going to be such a big week, and a show that you've taken in recently that's getting a lot of social media coverage, if you will, is Casey and Diana.
Yeah, wow, what a show! This one is only on until the middle of June. Please don't miss it. It is so special, such an incredible show, an absolutely exquisite script. The performances are outstanding. I know so many Stratford people who are friends of Sean Arbuckle, and this is probably his finest role, but it's truly exceptional. So get a ticket. Don't miss this show. So moving. And for those of us who were alive during the peak of that AIDS crisis, you will really... It's so evocative, and it brings back, of course, terribly sad memories and of that awful, awful tragedy. But it is, so I can't say how worth seeing it is and how moved you will be. Every person's face as they come out are just, you know, wide-eyed with admiration for the beauty of this show.
And I think the tagline for the show just captures it beautifully, the handshake scene round the world.
Yes, absolutely. I know we all remember when Princess Diana came to the AIDS Hospice Casey House in Toronto back in 1991. She made such a difference to the way people were treated. Such an important historical moment to remember.
Okay, we've got opening night coming up this Tuesday, and can you remind us, Ann, or spotlight, we've got King Lear, of course, for opening night, and more shows opening all next week.
We've got King King Lear on Tuesday, Monty Python Spamalot the next day, then Casey and Diana, Rent, and Grand Magic on the Saturday to wrap everything off at the Tom Patterson Theater.
What a week it is going to be. And again, still a chance to check out some previews as well. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Thank you so much, Anne. Have a wonderful opening night on Tuesday.
Thank you. It's so good to talk to you. And we'll talk next week and see how it's going.
Perfect, Anne. That's